We now invite the children up for a story.
We're so close.
Okay. Well, hello, everyone. Today, part of our theme is about our senior friends moving up and growing up. So we decided to read the book How to Live Forever by Colin Thompson.
In a quiet street of tall trees, there's a library with 1,000 rooms. On the shelves are copies of every book that has ever been written. But one book is missing. 200 years ago, someone hid its record card under the bottom drawer of a filing cabinet, and the book quietly vanished. The book is called How to Live Forever.
When the library is closed and the night watchman has fallen asleep in his big armchair, the shelves come to life. Doors and windows appear on the backs of the books. Lights come on and the sound of voices drifts out between the pages. Full-grown trees spring up and chimneys begin to smoke. Staircases and ladders join the shelves into great cities, and in the distance, small dogs bark. Now, on a shelf of cookbooks beginning with Q, in a book called Quinces, lived a family named Robinson, a mother, a father, a serious girl called Lucy, and a boy called Peter. Peter was the only person who knew about the missing book. One night, his cat Brian chased a mouse into the filing cabinet, and when Peter squeezed in after him, he found the card. When he went to get the book, there was only a dark, dust-filled gap. Peter decided that no matter what he had to do, he would find the lost book. If I can find it, he said to Brian, we will never grow old.
Every night for the next 2 years, Peter and Brian searched for the book. On the shelves near the empty space, there were books of age-old medicines and healthy books full of exercises and salads. He walked past rows of books with people in leotards leaping about, eating celery, and being photographed. But it was always the same. When he looked closely, they all had wrinkles around their eyes. They were getting older. They didn't know about the book. Where's that boy off to every night? Said his mother. As long as he's not getting into any trouble, it's all right, said his father.
Peter traveled from room to room, through secret cellars of forbidden books, to well-worn shelves of cowboy stories, through silent books of Braille, to the street guides of lost cities. And then, on a dark shelf below the ceiling in a long-forgotten attic, Peter found four old men standing ankle-deep in dust, each balanced on one leg in front of a row of ancient Chinese books. The old men had white hair and deeply lined faces. They surely didn't know about the book. There they are.
Peter watched them. If it hadn't been for their gentle breathing, the old men could have been statues. Welcome, said the first old man. He put his foot down very slowly so as to not disturb the dust and bowed. You are just in time for tea, said the second. He, too, put his foot on the ground and bowed. The third man did the same. The fourth man didn't move, and when Peter looked closer, he saw that he was asleep. We don't get many visitors, said the first old man. You're the first, said the second. Peter followed the old men into a large, faded book. It was filled with the scent of spices and ancient memories. Beautiful carpets covered the floors in red lacquered shelves, crammed with 1,000 treasures filled the walls. "You've come for this, haven't you?" said the third man, holding out a small book. Peter looked at it and read the faded words, "How to Live Forever," or "Immortality for Beginners."
Peter couldn't understand it. If these four old men had the book, why were they so old? He thought for a moment. "It doesn't work, does it?" he said. "Oh, yes, it works," said one of the old men. "Well, why?" began Peter. "Why are we so old?" "Yes, follow me," said the old man, "and I will show you." He led Peter through a door into a Chinese garden. It was the most beautiful place the boy had ever seen. Delicate trees shivered in a soft breeze. Their blossoms fell into pools of clear water filled with silent fish. Chinese quail picked across the earth, and bright butterflies flew around his head. Peter just wanted to stand and stare, but the old man was walking off down the path. "Where are we going?" said Peter, running after him. "To see the ancient child," said the old man.
Peter followed the old man through the trees into a clearing, and there, in a large chair, sat the ancient child. He was both young and old, 10 and timeless at the same time. His skin was as smooth as a child's, but was dull and tired. His eyes were a child's eyes, but they were weary and far away. "The young one has come for the book," said the old man. "You mustn't read it," said the ancient child. "It'll drive you mad." "I'm the only person," he went on, "who has read it and not lost his mind. I was younger than you when I found it, and I couldn't read it fast enough. Then, while my friends grew up, I stayed like this. They grew out of toys and fell in love. They married and had children, and all I could do was sit and watch, frozen in time. I keep saying that I had everything, but all I had was endless tomorrows. To live forever is to not live at all. That's why I hid the book." "Why didn't you just burn it?" asked Peter. "The book is immortal too," said the ancient child.
Peter walked through the garden feeling quite desolate. When he reached the pool, he sat down on the warm earth. All afternoon, he watched the goldfish. They too were growing old, but their children were swimming in their shadows. "I won't read it," he said, and went back to the ancient child. "You are wiser than I was," said the ancient child, and led him back to the world. The end. Now, this was a bit of a long and mysterious book, but the question we're trying to figure out in it is it better to live forever as a kid or to be able to grow up but not be immortal? Now, obviously, the ancient child doesn't think it's a good idea, but what do you guys think? Do you think it'd be better to live forever or to have to grow up? Yeah. Well, so, all right. Now, well, raise your hand if you would like to live forever. All right. So, why would you like to live forever? I don't know. It's okay. Why would you like to live forever? You wouldn't die. Anyone else? All right. Well, yeah. Sorry? You would get bad things. Could happen. Now, obviously, our senior friends like Kiernan have not read the book because they're clearly growing up, graduating and whatnot. So, obviously, they're not going to live forever now, but what are some of the cool things that they get because they're growing up and not living forever? They get cool things. All right. Veronica? They get to get married. What else? Yeah, they get to kiss. What else do they get to do? Yeah? They get to drink orange juice. I guess that comes with growing up. They get to watch TV all night. All right. Well, maybe there's some upsides to living forever, but I guess there's also some upsides to growing up, too. All right. I don't know. All right, how about we go to our classes now, all right? Thank you, guys.
Please join me in reading this responsive reading. Friend, I have lost the way.
The way leads on.
Is there another way?
The way is gone.
I must retrace the track.
It's lost and gone.
Back, I must travel back.
None goes there, none come.
Then I'll make here my place.
The road runs on.
Stay still and set my face.
The road leads on.
Stay here, forever stay. I cannot find the way.
The way leads on.
Oh, places I have passed.
That journey's done.
And what will come at last?
The way leads on.
Upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me, somewhere. Fly beyond the rainbow. Why, oh, why can't I?
When I started as director of religious education 16 years ago in this congregation, the group of youth who are graduating today were in the nursery. As you peruse the picture boards out in the foyer, I actually took like 98% of those pictures when Kiernan was in diapers sitting in the sandbox. All of their sleepovers and roller skating trips and summer camping trips and cons and sledding and all the activities that we've done over the years to grow these small children into amazing young adults. It has been a privilege and an honor to witness the unfolding of these amazing lives of these young people. Nate mentioned, that was this morning. You will hear today that some of them, I've asked each one of them to write a senior statement. And because I invite the 6th, 7th, and 8th graders into this senior bridging service every year to help them to understand what to expect as they go into high school. So some of them anticipate, what shall I say for my senior bridging statement? So they ponder this a little bit throughout the years. Of course, they wait to the last minute to get their thoughts together and sent to me, but I'm always amazed at the richness and the depth and the sincerity from the hearts of what is shared and expressed, and this year is no exception to that rule. So I'm honored to introduce this year's graduating seniors and to share with you just a snapshot from their hearts of their experience growing up at People's Church.
Hello, People's People. My name is Kiernan, and I've been going here nearly my whole life. Growing up here, I've always valued not only being allowed, but being encouraged to find my own path in the search for knowledge and other life things. I've learned a lot about myself and what it means to be a person in this world, both in my situation as a person of privilege and what it looks like to not be a person of privilege in this world. Going to this church has helped shape my understanding of this world into one of understanding and compassion for my fellow people. I've thoroughly enjoyed RE classes, elementary sleepovers, middle school sleepovers, high school sleepovers, OWL, coming of age, cons, GA, and many other activities throughout my years here. I plan on taking what I've learned and gained with me out into my further life. This summer, I will be working on staff at Van Buren Youth Camp, teaching swimming along with other responsibilities. In the fall, I will be attending Kalamazoo College to study chemistry and do the liberal arts thing. Thank you.
When Diane was saying that some people wait until the very last minute to write their senior statements, she was talking about me. My name is Nathan Vanderberg, but you can call me the person who's about to be crying in a few minutes. I've been coming to People's Church since I was in second grade, pretty much ever since I moved to Kalamazoo. And the senior statement, it's something I've been thinking about writing for the past 4 years of my life, but when it came down to put words on paper, I was drawing a blank. I didn't know what to write. So this senior statement is composed of four letters, one for each year of my high school experience. Dear freshman Nate, hey kid, you're about to embark on 4 years of uncertainty, joy, friendship, and loss. You have no idea just how much is going to happen, how much you're going to grow as a person, and the people you meet along the way. All you have to worry about right now is keeping your head up in such an anxiety-inducing setting. Don't worry too much about it. You'll learn how to do that pretty quick. What's not going to happen very quick is everything you expected to happen in high school. Finding a friend group that has your back no matter what, or a teacher who makes coming to their class the highlight of your day. That comes much later. You just need to focus on the now. And right now you're at People's Church doing coming of age, and you're not going to get that much out of it, because you can't find something if you don't know what you're looking for. Don't worry about it, because things are going to get better. Dear sophomore Nate, you know how I said things were going to get better? That doesn't apply to this year. You're going to find out what it means, what it's like to be the only person in a class who doesn't understand anything, and you're going to be far too embarrassed to ask for help. Things are going to fall apart. You'll leave Kamsey for the final time filled with shame, but you'll have People's Church to go to. You'll learn just how important this group of people is. It'll transform from where you go every Sunday to where all of your closest friends are. And this year might not have been good. Just wait until next year. Dear Junior Nate, this year is going to be wonderful. Everything you've expected high school to be is going to happen this year. You get your driver's license and a wonderful car to get you where you need to go. You get a job to save for college. Your favorite class to go to is going to be your least favorite subject, but your teacher is going to make English transform from a language into something that just brings you so much more than words. That classroom is going to become a safe space for your expression, which you have desperately needed for the past few years. Your friend group is going to establish itself as a solid bunch of wonderful people who take care of you no matter what. This year has so much greatness in store. Be sure to stop and smell the roses. Dear Senior Nate, you've come so far, you've done so much. You've held a job and traveled the world. It's your last year. Make it count. College admissions are going to be very stressful, but you make it into Western Michigan University's aviation program, one of the most competitive in the nation. Things are going to be looking up for a bit. That's until the teacher that made coming to his class the highlight of your day passes, and you lose one of your favorite places in the universe. And you also find out you have to move again, because you're going to go through another divorce. You'll lose yourself for a while, and you're not going to know where to go or who you are. It's going to be a thick soup that you just got to swim through. But just stop worrying, because your friends at school, they have your back, and People's Church has it every Sunday when you remember to show up because you set your alarm. All right, back to first person now. High school has been a very bumpy ride for me, and I could not be happier that it's over. In the fall, I will be attending Western Michigan University with the intention of dual majoring in aviation flight science and aviation management. I'd like to thank everyone here for their endless hours of support, laughter, and wisdom. My appreciation for People's Church is larger than any words could tell. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Owen Edwards. I don't know the exact amount of years I've been going to People's Church, but I can't remember not coming here, so it's been a pretty long time. Over the past years that I have spent here at People's Church, I have learned countless life lessons, values, and memories that I will cherish for the rest of my life. I learned about things that they would never think of teaching you in school, such as studying about major religions and cultures from all over the world. And, of course, the Our Whole Lives, or OWL, class, which I want to call a sex ed course, but it's so much more than that, especially given that in school sex ed courses, all they do is tell you that abstinence is the only way to prevent STDs. I have also enjoyed creating and playing music for the service over the past few years, both with our teen band Rainbow Oblivion and as a solo artist. It is something that I love to do, and it was amazing to share it with you wonderful people in the congregation. Next fall, I'll be making the trip up north and attending Northern Michigan University to study music education, starting a next chapter in my life, and hopefully finally finding the end to all of the unrequited love songs that you have heard me play over the past year. Lastly, there's a few people here at church that I'd like to thank. I'd like to thank Chris Mesroche for being a great musical mentor for me to share and write music with, and Diane Melvin for always being supportive of every kid that comes through the religious education program here. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Manny Sang, and I'd like to just say, wow. It's been about 15 or 16 years since I first started coming to People's Church, and now I'm moving on, with only slight mental scarring. Shout out to Gay Jesus for that one. And if you were in my OWL group, you'd understand. But in this time, I am so thankful for everything I've been provided, from education such as OWL and religious education in general, and having a safe space to explore who I am and why are you in the coming of age program. I don't know if I can ever truly show how thankful I am. Not only am I thankful for these things, I am thankful for really everyone here. And I'd like to specifically say thank you to Diane, Chris, Ben, Jana, thousands of others. Well, not thousands, but an arbitrarily large number of people here at People's Church. Once again, I cannot be thankful enough. And also, I'd like to say sorry. I spent a lot of time being a stupid kid, to say the least, and while some people believe that that idiocy is just simply a part of growing up, you guys put up with a lot, and I just, I can't really thank you for putting up with me. For future plans, I am currently planning on taking a gap year while I decide what I want to major in and to de-stress from 4 years of torture, I mean high school. Right now, I'm leaning towards a major that's in the field of journalism, and I do plan to attend Western Michigan when I decide to head off to college. And currently, while I'm not sure of my exact path, I know a few things for sure. One, you know, things will turn out relatively okay. And two, I will always have a home here at People's Church. And this home has provided me with so much support over the years, and I couldn't have been happier to grow up here. Thank you. People's Church relies on the generosity of our members and friends to support our church and the programs we offer, including our religious education programs for children and youth. We will now collect the offering, and we hope you will give generously. Please join me in giving thanks. From the countless gifts we each have been given, gifts of life and love and sustenance, we bring these small portions to share in the works of love, which none of us can accomplish alone. Now we invite the A3 young adults to come up for the bridging ceremony.
All 8th graders can come and stand in front of the Joys and Concerns table, and all 9th, 10th, and 11th graders can come stand on the steps, and if all the young adults could come and stand in front of the piano. So first, what we'd like to do is welcome our 8th graders, YRUU stands for Young Religious Unitarian Universalists. So this is what we call our youth group, And so we are inviting our eighth graders into to bridge up into our high school youth group. So there's an aisle there that we want you to come through, and we invite you to come up onto the stage right at this time. So come up here, Evie. Yes. Welcome. Welcome to Why Are You You to our eighth graders. And now we are going to bridge our seniors out of our high school youth group into young adulthood. And we have some of our young adults gathered to welcome them into that community. So now we'll bridge our seniors down out of the high school youth group and into the young adult group. Oftentimes in our society today, transitions go unacknowledged. So it is a blessing and an honor to bear witness to transitions before a multi-age community and to acknowledge that youth are moving up and moving out and moving on. So we are grateful to have an intergenerational community to bear witness to these transitions. And now I invite everyone to sit down except for the seniors. I would like you to come on the steps. On this threshold, as each of you bridge out of our youth program, it is our great privilege to offer you a blessing. And I speak for all of us in offering this blessing.
We have tried to teach you that the world is beautiful and heartbreaking.
I know, we're all crying about this, aren't we?
That every person is worthy, that we are connected in a vast interdependence. We have tried to show you that when we join together, we can transform ourselves and transform the world. We have tried to encourage you to ask the big questions and seek truth and to create community across difference.
There are a few things that we know for sure. We know that love can overcome fear. And none of us has an exclusive claim on truth. So we commission you to go into this world and to live out your truth in love. The world needs you and all of us to live out the truth in all of the love that we can each muster.
Here, when we dedicate ourselves to our children, we hope that their thoughts, words, and deeds create more love, hope, and joy in the world. And we still hope that for you now and in a different way. Now we hope that you continue to seek truth and create community. Now that we hope that you move out of comfort and privilege on behalf of those who have neither.
Now we hope that you remember how precious each one of you is and how precious we all are. Now we hope that you bring the good news that we have tried to teach you and the good news that you have taught us to all of the communities that you are a part of, to your families, to your friends, your classrooms and workplaces. We hope that you will continue to be a part of People's Church. And that when our actions do not match the high ideals we have tried to teach, that you lovingly let us know and show us a new way forward, for you are the leaders of tomorrow and today.
So as you make your way in the world, remember that you are not alone in your commitments. As you bridge from a specific program of a specific congregation, that loves you so much, remember that you are held by our larger faith and by a larger love. Wherever you are, should you need advocates and allies, you should be able to find them in the liberal church. And I say should because I can't promise that, but we can promise that as long as People's Church is here, we will support you, we will show up for you, and we will love you. That is the promise we make to our children, and you cannot outgrow that. It does not expire.
So on this bridging day, we commission you to go forth and to shine. We are so proud of you. We love you, and we cannot wait to see what you will do next. We are going to give each one of you a gift, and in the gift bag, there is a chalice, a wooden chalice to take with you as you travel, a book called Becoming, a Spiritual Guide for Navigating Adulthood, in the Unitarian Universalist tradition that we hope will guide you and be with you and keep with you for all time. We send you out in peace and in love.